You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to those of you tuning into the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill, yet again on this Thursday, August the 30th. Andy Holden, as usual, looking tonight at a seven-race programme at Tipperary, where Yielding Ground greets the runners at the Limerick Junction venue. We've got two pattern races for you, more predominantly for the mares and the fillies at 5.55, which is a Group 3 contest. Then we move on to the sprinters at 6.55, and that's a listed race, which brings together a really decent bunch of horses, actually, to be honest. Maximum Field, of course, 15. We've got Garan, of course, won the race last year. We've also got some decent horses that have been running in Group 1 company, including Hit the Bid and Different League, just to add a little bit of spice to the race there, coming up a little bit later on in the card. We begin and kick off with a 4.55, which is a pretty grisly-looking affair for the two-year-olds. It's a maiden claim. You don't get many of these to the pound anywhere, let alone in Ireland. We've got one or two of these have already shown a fair level of form so far today, including Churnish and Gold Jasmine, who set arguably a reasonable standard. But the fact that they only are rated 68 and 61 respectively tells me that they're no great shakes. So therefore, I'm looking for some each-way alternatives. And the one that stands out here is Seven A Day from the Michael Grassick stable, who's just had the two runs. Didn't show a great deal on debut at Leopardstown, but stepped up on that markedly the other day, the Curra, only 5 days ago, in a 66-1 shot, but showed up prominently until fading inside the final furlong. The likes of Yonkers and G-Rex were second and third respectively. Give that form an extra solid look to it. And dropping back in trip here, Sunt Inconvenience is gelding by Charm Spirit. He's also got nicely drawn in stall two. Top price 9-2 the morning across the board. I think Seven A Day looks a reasonable each way bet there in the opener.
Race two.
On to the 5.25, and it's another extended seven furlong maiden, this time for the two-year-olds. And we've got a couple of really sexy ones here in the shape of Tarnawa and Firefly. Tarnawa caught the eye the other day from a terrible draw at Galway behind Hermosa, who was well-backed. Certainly went down in my notebook as a filly to keep on the right side, but she's been well-found in the market, as is Firefly, who's got the four runs under her belt so far today. Plenty of experience, got a rating of 84. Must admit, I don't think she's anywhere near that level at the moment. And there's a good chance that one that ran in that race that she was second in last time out has got a chance of turning the form around, absolutely, or guaranteed to turn the form around. But I think there's a good chance that Bella Chris will finish a good deal closer than she did on debut. She got beat 11 lengths, but she was about 20 lengths behind coming out the back straight after a slow start from a wide draw. And I think Carmel Donoghue really realised from a long way out that he was only going to be playing or treating the horse as a lesson in education, really, from halfway. And he certainly rode her accordingly. But just through hands and heels, nudging along ride inside the final couple of furlongs, I thought she picked up really nicely and strode out nicely to the line. She went in my notebook as a filly to keep on the right side of. And the fact that she was well back for debut as well suggested that there's quite a bit more to come from this filly. I saw her chalked up at 20-1 this morning. I just couldn't resist a bet at that price because I didn't think there was a massive amount between Firefly and Bellicliffe, just looking at their runs from three out in isolation. And I think with a better break tonight from stall four, whereas Firefly's got 11, I think, as I say, there's a chance that Bellicliffe will certainly finish in the frame at the very, very least and reward some decent east-way support there at big odds.
Race number three.
On to the 5.55 then, and we've got the big clash again between several that locked horns down in Galway. On that occasion, Yulong Gold Fairy came out best and landed a bit of a punt back from 3-1 top price in the morning to 13-8. But it was those in behind that caught the eye, none more so than I Can Fly, who make plenty of appeal here, particularly Aidan O'Brien's three-year-old, who absolutely destroyed Rhea Nocht and several other decent horses down in Killarney the other day. I really fancied Rhea Nocht and made that horse my nap that day, and I literally could not believe the way Aidan O'Brien's filly dismissed him inside the last couple of furlongs. She was quite a bit behind her, turning for home to home straight, and didn't look to be going anywhere fast, but a great turn of foot in between the three and the two sealed the deal, and she stayed on particularly strongly. Now, that was the first sign that she's arguably going to be getting back to the sort of level that Connections would have hoped for. They thought she was a Group 1 filly early in the year, i.e. she ran in the 1,000 guineas and, of course, the Oaks. She just hadn't come right, and obviously one or two Aidens have been under a cloud throughout the season, and maybe she was the ones suffering the most. Nicely drawn here tonight in stall one. Donnacha O'Brien can go around the inside, plot a nice course, and hopefully stand too strongly for this mob here tonight. She does look, on the evidence of that Killarney run, a class apart from this lot.
Race four.
On to the 6.25, and we've got competitive stuff here. Obviously, Lady Sonia sets a reasonable standard with a victory the other day down in court, but I don't think she's that sort of prepossessing, really, looks-wise. She's only very small, and she kind of, like, was in front when the music stopped the other day at court when other horses were dying around her. I know Idalia has gone on to Frank Lafon, the one that finished third, but I think she's vulnerable to one or two in this race at much bigger odds. And there is one at an absolutely massive, whopping 33-1 shot called Mr. Whoppit. I think it's potentially capable of running much better than the odds imply. Now, the draw's a bad one for Mr. Whoppit, 16-16, which probably one of the half the reasons why he's a 33-1 shot. But he ran okay the other day in a very good race at Galway, which I've marked up on my speed figure chart as being a race to follow. And in fact, I've followed virtually every horse in that race so far. Astronomo won for me yesterday at Belliestown, who of course won that race. Another horse called Spirit of Big Bang was fourth. I backed that last week at Killarney, and that finished second. So the form is particularly solid. And like I say, rate of 52 certainly gives this horse a little bit of wiggle room. I think he's probably going to be blessed by racing over further down the line. But let's face it, he's a 33-1 shot tonight that I think has got a little bit of upside. So Mr. Whoppit is the big price selection there.
Race five.
On to the 6.55. Wide open stuff here. Obviously, different league is going to be the one that most punters are going to be sensing around, having finished a creditable six in the King Stand Stakes behind the likes of Blue Point and Batash and Mab's Cross early on in the season. She's just been a little bit disappointing, you'd have to say, in several races either side of that, including that run at Sandown the other day when she got going a little bit too late. She probably needs six furlongs to be at her absolute best, and with that in mind and the fact that she's got a low draw, which I actually not a mad keen on here at Tipperary. I always think you need to be drawn middle to stand side when the ground's on the easy side. I'm prepared to overlook her at a skinny-looking 5-2. Obviously, we've got Garan, who won this race last year and has got a good chance bouncing back to form, having run, for her, quite disappointingly, over six furlongs at the Curry last time out. Sharp five furlongs with a bit of ease in the ground is definitely OK for her. But the one that stands out for me here on all-known form, and I really do like this horse, I've been waiting for him to run in Ireland all season, he's hit the bid. He was a big money spinner for Connections over in the Dubai Festival. He managed to beat Dutch Masterpiece and Wardy, clocking a big time on his first visit over in Dubai. And then he chased down the mighty Ertijan and Blue Point on his next start in a Group 2. He didn't get the trip in the Big Alquaz Sprint on the final night of the Carnival back in March. But he missed a break that day and he had a bad draw. So everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. He's obviously been given plenty of time to freshen up. And if he's, like I say, anywhere near his best, I think hit the bid at top price 11-2 this morning, could go very close to winning there.
Race number six.
On to the 7.25, and the big eye catcher here is Flavius, who created a good impression when nicely back first time up last year at Leopardstown, winning a two-year-old maiden in pretty decisive fashion. Now, he didn't beat a great deal, but at least the ones that he finished ahead of that day have gone on to win subsequently. The likes of Still Standing, who was third, Full Moon and Lethal Power have all won since. His time figure wasn't great, but I think it's all about potential with this horse, and he's got his ease in the ground that he requires. He's up against a couple of horses who have been in good form on the all-weather, Indianapolis and Tennessee Wildcat. Now, obviously, they've got to translate that form onto the turf, but the evidence is so far that perhaps they do want a better surface than what they're going to encounter tonight, whereas Slavia should be at home under the conditions, and he's the choice there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 7.55, the extended mile and a half maiden. And we've got a couple of short ones here, Vine for Favouritism, Freetown and Sayar. Sayar's been well back this morning and it's his first run since April, but Willie Mullins has been doing well on the flat over in Ireland and of course in the UK recently, so he's got to be respected. But I'm going to stick with that form down in Roscommon the other day when Freetown was second and Cresserell was third. Now, there was only a fag paper between these two and I can't quite understand why Dermot Wells' horse is a 5-1 shot, whereas Freetown's 2-1. Yes, I know that Freetown ran green. He almost ran out at the first corner and ran with a dummy in his mouth all the way down the straight. I actually think he needs a pair of blinkers at Freetown. But I thought Cresserell, given that horse was a 10-11 poke, ran quite well off her first run back. Sorry, his first run back since April. He just looked as though he got a little bit tired in the latter stages when he was challenging out wide. He hit the hill and then he just didn't quite get home. But that run should have done him good. Like I say, he ran perfectly respectably behind Horse who's gone on to win a pattern race subsequently called Simara. That was at Leopardstown. It just makes an odds to me. Well, you can back this horse each way. I'd make him, like I say, a very, very strong choice there in the last. So, Cesarel, or Cresserel, whichever way you want to put it. 5-1 top price across the board. Get stuck in each way with that one. Okay, thanks very much then for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow night when we're going to be taking a look at an 8-race programme for you at the Curragh, beginning at 4:20. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.